ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Now to our look at conditions on the land. Western Northland's looking for rain, especially parts of the Kaipara district. The east coast has fared a lot better, and a sheep and beef farmer who'd love rain says Whangarei has had more than its fair share. Northland's had 3 dry summers in a row and 2 fairly dry winters. Feed is of poor quality, and our contact is feeding out a huge amount of silage each day. Fortunately, a lot has been made thanks to a good November. He says he hasn't grown any grass in the past 2 months and has cut his stock numbers by a quarter.
The Pukekohe district has had what it needed, about 70 millimetres of rain. That'll help kiwi fruit size up, but on vegetable paddocks, the odd harvesting machine has been stuck in the mud. It's still very wet and more rain is expected. Growers are turning off irrigation systems. They're expensive to run and maintain. Anything that falls from the sky is free. Waikato has had outstanding rain. Up until Thursday, most areas had 80 to 100 millimetres. Temperatures have been in the early 20s and you can see the grass growing. Near Tokoroa, rain for March totaled 230 millimetres. An ag economist tells us dairy farmers are going to have an exceptionally good season financially. This rain will put an extra few hundred kilograms of milk solids in the vat and many will be able to milk right to the end of May.
There wasn't a cloud in the sky when we called Bay of Plenty on Thursday morning, but there'd been thunder and lightning and heavy rain earlier. Kiwi fruit growers are lining up waiting for their gold fruit to be given the green light for picking. There are reports of the season running 3 to 4 million trays behind so far. Last year it was dry and sunny and the fruit seemed to mature earlier. Dairy farmers are having a good run. King Country's welcomed 60 to 80 millimetres of rain this week. The ram is out with the ewes who are on nice fresh grass, which should bode well for good scanning results. Stock prices are good, about $100 for a lamb, down from $120 last year, but those were record-breaking prices. Farmers are weaning calves, pregnancy testing cows, and fixing things they've broken. There have been a few farm listings in King Country, and farmers are fearful people will accept offers from people wanting to put them into forestry.
Taranaki had between 85 and 125 millimetres of welcome rain. It was spread over 4 days with a tiny bit of minor flooding. Milk production's at an average to good March level, but well up on last year when it was very dry. Across the country, and the Gisborne grape grower we rang says they are picking grapes like fury in changeable weather conditions. Yields have been down around the country, but his have held steady. He says he has enough pickers and says they're motivated and energetic and he's very, very grateful to have them. He's currently picking Syrah and after Easter will bring in the rest of the Chenin Blanc. He's been talking to a New York importer who is crying out for New Zealand Sauvignon Blanc.
Northern Hawke's Bay is trucking along really well, but much of the rest of the region has had just 4 or 5 millimetres of rain this week, and the soil moisture deficit is similar to this time last year when there was a crippling drought. What's different to last year is there's feed in the barn, silage stacks are full, and farmers can get stock off the farm to be processed. Taihape and Rangitike are also quite dry. And Wairarapa had a big dump of rain overnight on Wednesday, so farmers will be very relieved, especially as it's still warm enough for pasture to have a growth spurt.
And to the south, where about 60 millimetres of rain has held up apple harvesting in the Tasman region. They're about to start the very busy time with mid and late season varieties coming on stream. Jazz has just started. Picking gangs will need to double in number after Easter to cope with the volumes, and growers are hugely worried there won't be enough pickers by a country mile. Kiwi fruit pickers are also needed. The pack houses are starting later because there's less fruit this season after the Boxing Day hailstorm wiped vines out. Marlborough farmers have welcomed the rain on their parched land. It was substantial pretty well everywhere. High country farmers are getting ready for the rams to go out later this month or early May. Grass has been getting short, so the rain will freshen things up nicely if the temperatures stay mild.
A dairy farmer at Franz Josef on the west coast says they've had an amazing run of weather over the past 8 weeks, mild and sunny. Now, this doesn't happen very often, but rain was needed, and it arrived last weekend with an overnight downpour of 80 millimetres. The rain is washing recently applied lime in. With a firmer ground, it's been a piece of cake getting oats and annual ryegrass sown. The cows are in top condition, and the farmer reckons it's because he's gone to once-a-day milking. In mid-Canterbury, the feeling of winter is starting to bite. The morning task of shifting the brake fence is well underway. The other day, our contact clocked up 15 kilometres over 5 hours just to move fences. Otherwise, farmers are catching up on maintenance and a little bit of crutching. They'll be hoping for some downtime over Easter.
When we spoke to our contact in South Otago, he was putting the rams out with the ewes. A second lot of rams will go out in 10 days and they'll stay for a month. The ewes are being fed an extra meal of sheep nuts and baleage to keep up condition for mating. A lack of killing space at meatworks is continuing to cause headaches. Conditions underfoot are quite dry. It's been 5 weeks since the farm had a decent rain. But luckily, the morning dews are helping winter crops get going. Rain this week has been holding up getting the last of the grain off in Southland. Traditionally, the lower South Island is late harvesting barley and wheat, but if the rain carries on, it may get too cold to harvest and the crop will go to waste. Stock are looking good.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.